مهديناه، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به، ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected Hufaz Ikram, elders and brothers in Islam and youngsters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let us recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. All praise belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, has bestowed us with the wealth of iman, made us the reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshudna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqina ma'al iman. O Allah, keep us steadfast on iman. O Allah, let us face malak al-maut with iman. And O Allah, raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Ameen. Dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the entire week I've been thinking what topic to discuss, what should be discussed in this on the Jummah platform. And until last night, one brother sent me a WhatsApp message. You know, there are a few brothers in the Saudi, alhamdulillah, they went to one of the African countries, Malawi, in Mozambique, for Quran distribution. So they went, alhamdulillah, it took them 10 days safar. They went and they distributed this Quran to the villages in Malawi, in certain areas where there is no proper facilities. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted their intention, and they went with this Quran, alhamdulillah, and they went and they distributed it into these villages. So he sent me a WhatsApp stating that he wants to have a kalguzari. Quite a few musallis of this masjid requested them to give a kalguzari of a breakdown about their trip. So he said that inshallah tonight after Maghrib Salah, he would like to have a program in the masjid about their kalguzari, their trip to Malawi. In fact, when Dawud said that, Dawud Barakatuhu, last night also a few musallis of Maritzburg as well also joined in this expedition. And Mu'adawu said it also gave a kalguzari last night in his weekly majlis, alhamdulillah. So when he asked that he wants to have a program tonight, so he prompted me to speak about this beautiful book, this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Alhamdulillah, topics have been discussed previously about the Quran, about the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But speaking about it isn't good enough anymore. Speaking about the importance of Quran, that how valuable Quran is. It is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasn't been changed from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it will never change till the day of Qiyamah. It is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were teaching the grade 7 this week in Aqaid, in the Aqaid Kitab. And the first lesson is about the different qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did the quality of Qadim. We did the quality of Khaliq, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Khaliq. And one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having the quality of mutakallim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. But initially when you ask ourselves, that mutakallim, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about? And then in the Aqaid Kitab it is explained, mutakallim meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us by the words of the Qur'an. So when we read the Qur'an, automatically we are conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're having a communication with our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, Allah Rabbul Izzah. But now speaking about it isn't good enough. Isn't the right of the Qur'an. Yes, we can say the importance about reading Qur'an. but that it isn't the haqq of the Quran. What is the haqq of the Quran? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a beautiful ayat in the Quran speaking about the haqq of the Quran. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have given you, O believers, I have given you, O reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, I have given you a book. I have given you a kitab. Not a book like the Torah, not the book like the Injil, not a book like the Zabur, but I have given you the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my words. The book which is the Quran al-Kareem. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِ And now what is the haqq of this book? What is the right of this book? يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِ To recite the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To read the Quran al-Kareem. That is the haqq of the Quran. And not only to read the Quran like how we feel like reading it. حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِ The right of its recitation. Like how it was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the proper makharij, with the proper tajweed. Everything needs to be in detail when it comes to reading the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For end of the day, you are not reading a novel. You are not reading a magazine. You are not reading a newspaper where you can skip out here and there. Or where you can just read the headlines and you can understand what is being read in the article. No, it is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's qasam, if we learn how to read the Quran, like how it ought to be read, you will find more enjoyment in reading the Quran al-Kareem. You will find more lazzat in reading the Quran al-Kareem. It will create such enjoyment in your heart, that when you read that one page or two pages, but if you read it according to the teachings of Islam, according to how it was brought down to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find enjoyment in it. And you will look forward to the next day reading it. You will look forward to the next day reading the Quran al-Kareem. Because you are reading haqqa tilawati, the right like how it ought to be read. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, there are three conditions when it comes to the Quran al-Kareem. And just on the outset, I would like to make it very clear that it is Shaitan's deception. It is Shaitan's deception where a lot of people are saying nowadays that, no, what's the use reading Quran when I cannot understand the Quran? Yeah, I'm becoming like a parrot. I'm just reading Quran, reading Quran, reading Quran. I cannot understand why what I am reading. So I might as well just read only the English translation of the Quran. Then it will give me a better insight on the Quran. No. This is the deception of Shaitan. This is the deception of Shaitan. There are three rights of the Quran. And the first is tilawat. The first is to recite the Quran with tajweed. That's the first stage when it comes to Quran. When we pass this stage of reading Quran with tajweed, then we can talk about understanding the Quran, which is the second haqq of the Quran. The first haqq is to recite the Quran. If you look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Quran was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yatlu alayhim ayati. That the first stage, the first rite of the Quran, yatlu alayhim ayati. To recite the verses of the Quran. Then we can talk about وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Which is the second haqq which is given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That now you can go and teach the people the meaning and understanding of the Quran al-Kareem. But the first stage, we haven't passed that first stage yet. We are stagnant in that first stage. To recite يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ Which is the reciting of the Quran. Once we become pabund, Once we become fluent in reciting the Quran, and once we become reading the Quran with the proper laws of tajweed, then we have passed that first stage. Then we can say we are ready for the second stage. And it is very important that when we are reading this first stage, when we are here at the first stage of the Quran, we have to keep the virtues of the Quran. This is why we are lacking in reciting Quran. We are lacking in reading the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are lacking in reading it. Why? Because we do not keep the virtues in mind. Like every other command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have the virtues, if we have the ajr, if we have the reward in our mind, then it will prompt us to make the ibadah of Allah. It will prompt us to do that action. Salah, we know the importance of Salah. We know the importance of Salah being read in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 27 times more reward in reading Salah individually than reading Salah in our homes. The bigger the Jama'at, the greater the reward. The bigger the Jama'at, the greater that reward. So if we have these virtues in our mind all the time, then that we don't need the Mu'azzin to remind us that virtue is with us all the time. That alone will motivate us to read our Salah with Jama'at. The same when it comes to the Qur'an al-Kareem. If we have the virtues, Alif, Lam, Mim, we know this ahadith very well, that in every single letter you get 10 virtues. Not Alif, Lam, Mim is one, but Alif one, Lam is one, Mim is one. So by just reciting Alif, Lam, Mim, you are getting 30 virtues in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we do not see the virtues, something that is tangible, then we will grab it, then we will want to do it. When we work in our businesses, end of the month, we know we're getting a paycheck at the end of the month. We go and open up our businesses. Why we open up our businesses? Because we know that business is bringing rozi at home. We know that business is being a means of putting food on the table. So we know the virtue, we know the benefit of it. And what's the most important thing? Is that we can see it. But when it comes to Quran and the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're getting that reward, we're getting that ajr, we're getting that virtue. But it's something that is not tangible. That's why we are not going ahead and doing it. Not realizing if we have this in our minds, that virtue, that ajr, that reward is the currency for the year after. That ajr, that virtue is the currency for the year after. When we're traveling abroad, when we're going to visit different countries, we buy that currency. We buy the dollar, we buy that riyal. We do not go with the rands because we know that rands is not going to carry much weight. So when you're going to America and these places, we carry the dollar, we buy the currency for that country. So in the same way, the currency for the year after, the currency for the year after is our ajr and our virtue and our a'mal salih. And we will only see it in the barzakh. We will only see it in the year after when Malak al-Maut knocks at our door and when we go into the qabr, then we will see that ajr, then we will see that virtue, and then we will say, I should have bought more currency because now I need to buy and purchase so many things. We tell ourselves in this world, then we can go to the ATM, we got a Visa card, we got a credit card, we can go to the ATM and draw out that currency from the ATM. But in the qabr, you cannot draw out that ajr, you cannot draw out that currency in the qabr, you cannot draw out that virtue, that currency for the year after. So while we are living, we need to make good use of that virtue. We need to motivate us to do the a'mal-e-salihah. We need motivation, and that motivation is the ajr and that reward given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for doing a'mal-e-salihah, for doing good deeds. And what good deed we are speaking about today is opening the Quran al-Kareem. 3.5 months left. Jamadul Ula is already halfway through. Jamadul Ukhra, Rajab and Sha'ban. 3.5 months left for the Mubarak month of the Quran, Mubarak month of Ramadan. And how often we hear and how often we see that, no, I cannot make Khatam al-Quran in the month of Ramadan. I'm too tired when it comes to reading Quran because we did not practice on this reading of Quran the entire year. That's why we find it so difficult. Those of us who are Hufaz, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us, has put the Quran, that nur of the Quran in our hearts. Now the Quran is in our hearts. We need to bring that Quran in our tongues. We need to bring that Quran in our actions, in our a'mal. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu went through great lengths trying to learn the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one typical example is Amr bin Salma radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We know this incident, but just more of a revision for every single one of us, as a reminder for every single one of us. Amr bin Salma radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he moved to the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, knowing that he heard of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this beautiful book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was some distance from Madinatul Munawwara, but his desire was to learn the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every caravan that used to come from Madinatul Munawwara, he used to stop this caravan and he used to ask the people in this caravan on the safar that, have you learned any verses of the Quran al-Kareem? Please teach me these verses. And Alhamdulillah, through this, many chapters of the Quran he has put into memory. And this village that he grew up in, Alhamdulillah, they put a masjid and they made him the imam of that masjid because he was the one that was more knowledgeable of the Quran and he knew more verses of the Quran than anyone in that village. And alhamdulillah, through this, because of his desire of learning Quran, he became an ustad also, Amr bin Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his community, in that village that he was in. He started teaching many other people, and a lot of huffaz came under him. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Quran al-Kareem. It is imperative, it is for us that every single one of us, as I mentioned, for those of us who came late, there are three stages of the Quran. And the first stage is reciting the Quran al-Kareem with tajweed, like how it was brought down by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once we pass that first stage, inshaAllah al-Aziz, then we can go to the second stage, which is understanding the